New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Fantastic place for affordable family fun. ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, 4x4s, 1x1s, 2x2s. Motorcycles, Yamaha golf carts, scooters, e-bikes, they have it all. Not to mention snowmobiles, zero-turn radius lawnmowers, all. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Go-karts, my God, those are awesome. They've got a fantastic showroom, kind of in the middle of nowhere, 14-mile road in Rockford, Michigan. While you're there, you can head down the road to Green Medicine Shop and buy some cannabis, if that's your thing. Josh in beautiful Borculo, Michigan, is back home. He's been a little under the weather. He's been spending some time in the, in the hospital. And I hope you're feeling a little bit better. Glad you're home. I'm telling you, that's one thing. The second your health goes south for whatever reason, whether it's a chronic issue or, you know, short term or long term, you're like, fuck. Everything else is, as soon as that starts to go south, man, you can make it through with other issues, but you gotta, man, when things turn on you like that, damn it. So my thoughts are with you, big fella. We kicked off Kwanzaa yesterday. Let me start with what I know about Kwanzaa. I don't even know any black people that celebrate Kwanzaa. I mean, I know black people, but I mean, do black people actually do this? So I think there are several days of Kwanzaa. Similar to how there are several days of Hanukkah. Kwanzaa started yesterday, and I believe it goes until January 1? Not 100% on that. Yeah. There's a Kwanzaa candle. Well, it's a stand with seven candles. So that's where it kind of looks like a menorah. And I those were referred to as something. And I didn't have it off the top of my head, but I'm looking at it right now. Those are known as the seven principles of Kwanzaa. Observed by African Americans and parts of African diaspora. This has been around. Well, I had no idea how long it's been around. I thought that this was like an ancient thing. And then no one really talked about it until not that long ago. It goes back to 1966 during the aftermath of what's known as the Watts riots in Southern California. That's Los Angeles area. The shit hit the fan there back in the 60s, and it was ugly. So I guess... Those riots influenced this, I guess. It's a non-Christian, specifically African-American holiday. American black separatist Milana Karenga is the one who created this. Karenga said his goal was to give black people an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give black people an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history rather than simply imitate the practice of the dominant society. All right. So that's all well and good. I like that. You know, that actually sounds good. For Karenga, a figure in the black power movement in the 60s and 70s, the creation of such holidays also underscored the essential premise that, quote, you must have a cultural revolution before the violent revolution. Oh boy. The cultural revolution gives identity, purpose, and direction. Okay. I think what it boils down to is if you're a family and you got husband, wife, three kids, and you're African American, the kids are aged 12, 10, and 8. Up to this point in time, the kids celebrated Santa and Christmas and baby Jesus, maybe, not even. In fact, let's keep baby Jesus out of this one. Let's just go full on commercialize Santa Claus, Christmas gifts, and that's it. And mom and dad are like, hey, I think, you know, they have this discussion amongst themselves. I think we're going to switch. What do you mean? Well, I think we should discuss switching to Kwanzaa. And then mom and dad think about it and they go, yeah, let's do it. Let's go tell the kids. And then you say to the kids, hey, kids, we're getting out of the Christmas game. Santa Claus is done. We are shifting our, we're going to Kwanzaa. I think that might be a problem. The only way that Kwanzaa is going to usurp Christmas is if Kwanzaa is better than Christmas. If your idea of, you know, fun is, you know, whatever, learning about culture and shit like that, the kids are going to hate that. If you look at your kids, and I'm speaking to my African-American brothers and sisters, I know there are thousands of you paying attention to this show. If you sit down with a kid and say, yeah, we're going to switch out Christmas for Kwanzaa, kids are like, well, all right, maybe they have enough sense to say, well, tell me more. What? Why is it better? And you say, well, first of all, kids, there are 7 days of Kwanzaa, so the celebration is very long. So we've got not just one day, but we got 7 days. Now, in the back of their minds, the kids are like, just tell me about whether or not I'm getting presents. Now, in the overview of Kwanzaa, it says celebrations, unity, creativity, faith, and giving gifts. So I think they expect that to happen. And I don't want any of my black audience members, mommies and dads, to put gifts at the bottom. You got to put giving gifts above unity, above creativity, and above faith. In fact, if you want to go ahead and wipe out unity, creativity, and faith and just make it 7 days of giving gifts, I think that's your best option. Don't lose sight of this. Actually, I think until they grow up, you should just say we're celebrating Kwanzaa, light the Kwanzaa candles, say Christmas, go to hell, and just load up on the gifts for 7 days. And that's really the only thing you should be doing at this point in time. Don't make these wholesale changes on the holiday for the kids, or they're going to hate your guts. According to Milana Karenga, who invented this, Kwanzaa derives from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. As soon as you say that to the kids, they're going to say, sounds boring. First fruits, what the fuck is that? First fruits festivals exist in southern Africa and are celebrated in December and January with the southern solstice. Karenga was partly inspired by the account he read of the Zulu festival, Umkoshi Wokwishwama. It was decided to spell the holiday's name with an additional A so that it would have a symbolic seven letters. These seven principles are all shit that's going to be way over your kid's head. There's words I cannot pronounce for each of the seven principles. All right. The popularity of celebration of Kwanzaa has declined with the waning of the popularity in the black separatist movement. I'm not sure what that movement is, but it sounds intense. Kwanzaa observation has declined in both community and commercial contexts. University of Minnesota professor Keith Mays did not report exact figures, knowing that it is also difficult to determine these for the three other main African-American holidays, which he names as Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Malcolm X Day, and Juneteenth. Mays added that white institutions also now celebrate it. In 2019, a national poll, 2.66% of people who plan to celebrate a winter holiday said they would celebrate Kwanzaa. Well, that's horrible. Yeah, that's because it sucks. Okay? You can't base a holiday on principles. Fuck that. Gifts. The only way you got to establish the young people. You can't have this old fuck holiday and expect the kids to go, oh, yeah, sign me up for seven principles. They want scooters and fun shit. You're going to try to replace Christmas with a holiday where kids have to learn shit? They don't give a fuck. Come on. I think if they work very, very hard on establishing, yeah, I mean, just keep it simple. Keep it simple. You got to go with what sells, something sexy, and have an ad campaign that says, fuck Christmas, 7 days of fun with Kwanzaa. That's what you got to do. That's why this thing failed. Becca Shea says, if you never saw the movie Malcolm X, watch it. It's so good. Yeah, it is good. Very, very good movie. Corey says, wasn't Kwanzaa created by a convicted felon? I have no idea. All I know is that this dude, his name is Milana Karenga. And I think he strikes me as, if he was a convicted felon, it would be for something pertaining to, like, opposing oppression. Yeah, like it says here. In 71, Karenga was sentenced to 1 to 10 years in prison on counts of felony assault and false imprisonment. Wait a minute. I don't think it was him trying to do the right thing, though. I look a little more at this. The guy who invented Kwanzaa got in big trouble. Deborah Jones, who once was given the Swahili title of an African queen, said she and Gail Davis, friend were whipped with an electrical cord and beaten with a karate baton after being ordered to remove their clothes. She testified that a hot soldering iron was placed in Miss Davis's mouth and placed against Miss Davis's face, and that one of her own big toes was tightened in a vise. Karenga also put detergent and running hoses in their mouth, she said. They were also hit on the heads with toasters. What a wide array of implements of destruction in this assault. Jones and Brenda Karenga testify that Karenga believed that the women were conspiring to poison him, which Davis was attributed to a combination of ongoing police pressure and his own drug abuse. He was imprisoned where he studied and wrote on feminism. Feminism? After all of that? He has declined to discuss the convictions with anyone. He has always denied the charges. And he says he's a political prisoner, or was a political prisoner. All right. Look, I don't know about you, but if I'm going to follow a something like this, I don't want to be, I don't want to have the guy who came up with the whole concept to be accused of sticking soldering irons in people's mouths and all those amazing, terrible things. I had no idea of any of this. How do you outrun putting soldering iron in a person's mouth? My God. Rich says, get Beyonce to make a song about it like Mariah did for Christmas. Well, I don't know. Corey says, yes, I was right. Yeah, he was convicted of that. But he denies it, you know? Which, you can do that now. If you are guilty of something and you say you didn't do it, that's called deny till you die. There's always a shadow of a doubt. And he can easily just say, yeah, I was railroaded. I'm a political prisoner. I don't know. But I tend to believe women when they say shit, you know. To me, if a woman says, yeah, so-and-so abused me, 99 times out of 100, I believe the woman. You know, I don't think that people are that solid of fabricators to get past the old easy sniff test. Like if a lady came up to me and said, easy, you assaulted me, I'd believe her. You know, like, oh, my God, he did that or I did that. Oh, fuck. Lock me up. Now, Pooh Bear would come to the rescue and save my ass somehow. But I tend to believe women. Well, anyway, happy Kwanzaa. Let me ask you this. If any of you, all of my African-American audience members, knowing what you know now about Kwanzaa, are you like, well, wait a minute here. I didn't know that the guy who invented this in 1966 stuck a soldering iron in some chick's mouth and whipped her with electrical cords. I'm not sure about that. Aram writes, strong start to the show today. You know, I can't decide whether or not you're being sincere. It's tricky with Aram. When it's in text, you don't know. And sometimes he comes at you with both barrels. That could be a way of him saying, this sucks. So I guess your old pal EZ needs clarification on that. David says, I think he is correct and sincere. Well, that would make me very happy. Aram says, I am being sincere. It is very strong. For that, I thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Bears are one of the biggest catastrophes in the NFL. This is incredible. At the start of the year, six games in, the Lions were 5-1. The Vikings were 5-1 or something like that. The Packers were like 5-1, and the Bears were 4-2. And everybody's like, look at this division. The Bears, even the shitty team is awesome. They had that. They got that new quarterback who, despite the scene of him crying to his mommy in the front row of the stands when he was at USC, actually happened, lost a game. He did like a Lambo leap up to where she was. And then she's like holding him as he's weeping. And his fingernails are, he paints his fingernails. Which I don't think should be a problem. But it still is for some reason. But he's been very good this year. That quarterback, Caleb Williams. The Bears fired their coach after the Lions game, the first Lions game of the year that the Lions should have lost. By the way, I just made my lip bleed. Did you hate that? And they after starting 4-2, they've now lost 10 in a row, despite this quarterback who's very good. They're a pile of shit. Yesterday, they played Seattle. I think it was in Chicago. It was in Chicago. And the final score was Seattle Seahawks, 6 points. Chicago Bears, 3 points. The fans were chanting, sell the team! Sell the team! They think that, like, the local ownership team, and I don't know if it, isn't that the Halas family? It's a family-owned business, just like the Lions are. For the longest time, the Lions fans were chanting, sell the team, sell the team. They thought they'll never win as long as the Ford family owns it. So they went ahead and after William Clay Ford died, his wife, Martha, who's in her 90s, she ran the team. And things weren't so good. But they hadn't been good at all. Finally, Sheila Hamp, who married into the Ford family, someone said to her, hey, do you want to run the team? And she said, yeah, I'll do it. And so now no one's chanting sell the team anymore, because the first thing she did, I've talked about this before, was she banged on her favorite Detroit Lion player of all time. And he was this fucking ballsy linebacker named Chris Spielman, who he like would eat nails for breakfast. This guy was such a beast. And he played for the longest time with the Lions. And then the Lions ended up getting rid of him for some reason. And then he went to the Bills, and he was great on the Bills too, despite being 100 years old. First thing she did was banged on his door. And she said, hey, help me build this fucking football team. And he goes, all right, okay. And she goes, I don't even know what the fuck to do. What do I do? Help me. Well, there's this guy named Brad Holmes. And he's running the Los Angeles Rams. And he's a badass. He drafted a ton of great players for the Rams. You got to get him. Prior to that, they brought in, I don't know if it was that happened and then Dan Campbell or Dan Campbell and then Brad Holmes. I'm not sure. But this all led to Campbell and then this guy Brad Holmes and the big trade with the Rams. So Bears fans, relax. You are just a woman away from getting your team led to the promised land. The Lions are led by a meathead, a lady, and a black guy. That's what you're going to need to win. Dan Campbell doesn't give a shit about anything. And the woman, the lady, she makes the decisions, and things she isn't sure about, she hires someone who does. How great is that? Dan Campbell was asked if the if something happens, I forget the scenario, but if something happens between the Vikings and the Packers, will he rest his starters so that, because then the Lions will have whatever, the NFC crown or whatever the fuck, I don't know. I think if the Packers beat the Vikes, and he said, look, there's no way in hell I'm doing that. We would never do that. We are all in, all everybody. It doesn't matter. All we do is go in every single game. We don't get bogged down with any stupid details. We don't pay attention to standings and shit. All we got to do is go in and win. That's it. Keep it simple. Rich says, Seattle in that game against the Bears looked like they were trying to give the game away, and yet the Bears kept fucking it up. Dave writes, Bears fans were literally wearing paper bags of shame on their heads and flipping off their own team. Oh, my God. That is no good. And these athletes, these aren't very strong people mentally. All right? They're very sensitive. They're coddled. And it doesn't take much to rattle some of these people, especially the young ones. So if the home fans are doing that, trust me, they know. They hate that shit. They can't wall that off. Can you imagine being right on the sidelines, 15 feet away from a bunch of fucking pissed off Polacks in Chicago, saying, fuck you, you piece of shit. Oh, God. And you gotta hear that for 3.5 hours. That's tough when you draft good player after good player and your team still stinks. Take it from a Lions fan. That has been the case for decades. You know, like Bears, they get, who was that black quarterback that they had before Caleb Williams? Justin Fields. Oh, we got Justin Fields. Hooray. Sucked. Fuck. Now they got Williams. Williams is good, but the whole team sucks. Bob says that Patrick Mahomes was complaining that he had to play on Christmas. I saw that. I also saw that Ben Rapeslisberger was commenting that the NFL is treating the players poorly because some players had to play 3 games in 11 days somehow. Some scheduling quirk made that happen. Talk about being tone deaf. I don't give a shit if you play 3 games in 3 days. Shut the fuck up. My God. Oh my God. These players have been, they haven't had the right rest. Oh my God. That's horrible. I love that coach, Mike Tomlin of Pittsburgh. He's a shut the fuck up and play guy too. That's why he's been the coach of them forever and they've been successful for years and years and years. Yeah, when it comes to drafting great players, don't forget, the Lions You've got a roster of Hall of Fame players that have come and gone and didn't have any success. Like the best that have ever played. Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, arguably the best running back and receiver ever. Ever. And they didn't do shit. So don't tell me, Bears fans, about how you've got it rough. Eat shit. You won a Super Bowl and you were at another Super Bowl. Fuck off. Nick says hockey players play four times a week and they actually move more than 5 seconds at a time. Jeremy says, fun fact about the Steelers, they've only had three coaches in the last 54 years. Now, I know two of those coaches. I mean, I don't know them. I know who they are. Chuck Knoll and Mike Tomlin. Did it go Chuck Knoll directly to Mike Tomlin? Did he hand the ball off to Tomlin? Oh, forgot about Cowher, another legend. Yeah, it went Knoll, Cowher, and then Tomlin.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Those are all Hall of Famers, in my opinion. Aram says, and the ones who might have been. Aram knows a thing or two. The player Charles Rogers, he's dead. I think he got hit by a train. No, he didn't get hit by a train. I'm thinking of somebody else that has to do with Michigan State. And then that receiver, Mike Williams. God. All right, that's enough football. I'm sorry. Somebody like, I don't give a fuck about this fucking football, easy. My apologies. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to go downstairs and do my P90X. And I'm like, okay. But Pooh Bear wants me to wrap these gifts. Young Adam Schwab says Charles Rogers is dead. Yeah. Sorry. Almost done with football. Charles Rogers. Football. Yeah, he died in 2019. He was only 38. Liver failure. He was diagnosed with cancer and was in need of a liver transplant. Lots of addictions. Very sad. Think about it, you know. He just could not get right. He fathered 8 children with 4 women. 2 of the children were born before he graduated from high school. As of April of 2017, he lived in Fort Myers, Florida, and he was sweeping floors at an auto repair shop. God. It was weird how he damaged his liver, though. All the injuries he had, he was taking Vicodin, and he got addicted to it, which also contains acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. And causes severe liver failure when taken in dosages that the size of the dosages that were given to him by Lions team physicians. Also, numerous arrests. I skipped the P90X, and I'm like, okay, let's get these presents wrapped. Now, when it was all said and done in helping out Pooh Bear, because we're celebrating Christmas on Saturday for the first time ever, I ended up wrapping a grand total of 55 gifts. They're all stacked up on top of the table because Darla wants to chew every single one of them. By the way, I caught her walking around the house with a gigantic box that she was about to get into of Crunch a Bunch. I don't know. It's that candy. It's chocolate with the crispy rices things. She was going to eat that. I caught her. So I was a wrapping machine. Pooh Bear doesn't have the skills of EZ. So she was doing her part. I go, don't worry about it. I'm just going to wrap my ass off. We got it all done. Full on Pooh Bear points. That leaves me time today for P90X. It's priorities. If I had went downstairs and done the P90X and not gotten that shit done and it's looming into today like that, you don't want that. I go upstairs because I'm wrapping downstairs to get the last batch of presents for our family members. And I notice there's a device that it's like round and it's got a razor blade on it. And you slide it over the tube because I've been cutting, you know, the wrapping paper. And you slide it over the tube and you just barely touch it and it cuts an absolutely perfectly straight line. And in fact, while I was wrapping, I was like, God damn it. I wish I had one of those things that I see people have all the time at like stores where they wrap for you. I wish I had one of those. So I go upstairs to get the last batch of presents and it's there. It's right there. I have four more presents left to wrap. And they're all small. And I've got all sorts of small scraps of paper, so I don't even need it anymore. And I go, what is this? And she goes, I don't know what that is. I go, what do you mean you don't know what it is? It says right on it. It's a wrapping paper cutter. It says wrapping paper cutter, and there's three steps on it as to how it works. It shows the thing going on the tube. It shows the hand touching it. And then it shows the hand cutting the paper. I go, you don't know what this is? No. I go, it's a paper cutter. It cuts your work time, your cutting time down to nothing. If you wrap 55 presents, that adds up. Oh, I don't know how it works. Is that a chick thing? What I mean by that is, do chicks not like take a look and read and maybe analyze, and then the shit processes in your brain and you're like, oh, okay, this can help me. This is a time saver. Or do you just look at it for 1 second and set it down and walk away and say, ah, I don't know what that is. That's a mystery. David says, no, they don't. Meaning, wait a minute, because I asked, is that a chick thing? Linda says it may be a Diana thing. I think we have some bot in here. It says, it's my friend Natsuki's birthday. I would like some words of congratulations. David says it's a chick thing. I tell you what. Tell me a little bit more about Natsuki. If you can give me some details about our beloved Natsuki. Now, Natsuki is a video game character. the game Doki Doki Literature Club. I know all about Natsuki. She's one of the four girls in the titular literature club alongside Sayori, Yuri, and Monica. If that's what you're talking about. Linda says, does Natsuki have a nice smile?
Hey. Hey, Natsuki. How you doing? You got a nice smile. You're getting a follow from me. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Ow, my back.
The person who requested that perhaps understands English, but their name is written in characters that I don't recognize. It looks to be something Asian. Please give me more information in words. Don't give me emojis and shit like that to you. Paul says it's pronounced titler. What did I say? It wouldn't surprise me at all if I mispronounced that. Pooh Bear writes, I'm not being lazy. I'm just not feeling that great. I'm going to try and sleep off the headache. I'll tell you right now, even if she was being lazy, you can bet your ass I'm not saying a word. Nick says, isn't a Natsuki what we dropped in 45? Referring to the atomic bomb? All right. So now basically what he's suggesting is that the person who wrote that might be perhaps from actually Hiroshima or Nagasaki. And he is making a crack about the atomic bomb being dropped on those fantastic communities to end World War II. Yeah, I don't know if I can get behind a crack referencing the atomic bomb, Nick, to a sweet person who may be a resident of Hiroshima or Nagasaki. All that person wanted was to us, for me, to you, to wish Natsuki a nice day, a happy birthday. So I am sorry if that person is offended by Nick's crack with the reference to the dropping of the atomic bomb that may have actually caused some of your loved ones to be incinerated. Never in a million years did I think that something like this would ever happen. Nick says, sorry if there was some Tin Wong with that joke. All right, now that's ridiculous. All right. Today, tonight, is the Mega Millions drawing that I am going to win. I have accepted that news. $10 worth of tickets. That gives you five tickets or $2 a piece. By the way, the price of those is going up to $5 soon. $1,150,000. After I pay my taxes on my lump sum, I'll have just over $300 million. The power of positive thought, I will win it. If I won that, would you guys feel like I have to give you some? Like, I would have to take the money and divide it up between the people who have stuck with me on this show. Is that a thing that you would be like, hey, give me some of your money that you won? Linda says no. David says no. Sarah says yes. Linda says maybe free Patreon for a month or two. Nick says just the Patreon members. Donko says hell yes. Maureen says absolutely not. Tyler says all 42 live viewers only be $42,000. Rich says I better get a refund for my Patreon. Honestly, I think I would have to have a long conversation as to how to divide the money. Donko says I'd share with everyone I know. It would suck being a lonely, rich asshole. I tell you what, I think 100% I would share it with you guys. How? I don't know. I will tell you this. There are people that would expect me to share it with them that I would not. And I would also, as I mentioned earlier, kick off the Eric Zane Show podcast revenge tour. I would buy revenge to people who I feel have wronged me. It would be so goddamn petty. I would make it my job to fuck with people. Donko says, I'm assuming the great food giveaway would be funded in perpetuity. Okay, I think just to start, everything would have to remain as it is. I would keep it quiet for an extended amount of time. Or at least try to. And just like focus on letting that settle naturally. Because I know for a fact, the second that this starts to become news, you get a whole set of problems. So just the idea, let's just say it's Pooh Bear and I are aware and we're going to wait for however long, a period of time where no one is aware. Okay? Just the idea of drifting around through life, knowing that you've got the biggest golden parachute that has ever existed on the planet. Oh my God! Tyler says, I wish Easy would win so he could buy Free Beer and Hot Wings just to be a troll. Yeah, so let's say they decide the radio station can't afford them anymore and they're out. I'm like, hey, I want to buy you. And then I give them each $1 million. Do your show. And then the rest of my days, I just do shit like open up the studio door and throw shit at them. Like chickens. And fucking rocks, bocce balls, hand grenades. Just fuck with them the whole time that they're on the air. They're sitting there doing, hey, it's time to discuss the great candle recall. And then, bam! Here I come, motherfucker! Yeah, I don't really know. I don't like to think about what I would quote-unquote buy, because I'm remarkably happy with what I have right now. I think I just got to have to let it percolate. I think that would be the best time, the period of time where I know I've got it coming, but I just haven't claimed the prize yet. And then, don't lose the goddamn ticket! All right. Mega Millions tonight. I win. I'm going to go check on Pooh Bear, make sure she's feeling okay, and I need to go tinkle. David says you could buy a new fraud bus from a different place. No, I like the place where I bought it. General RV is fine. It wasn't their fault. It was the Thor product that was a pile of shit. Tophus says, damn, is Diana sick too? No, I'm just telling you. I just read her text message. She said she's got a headache. You're not listening. You're just drifting along, not paying attention to me. Come on now. Okay. Be right back. I have to go tinker. Tophus says, I just got here. Sorry. Stand by. Oh, that's awkward. Music ran out. Whoops. That's terrible. Did you hear about the guy on the Delta flight? Some asshole was walking around on the tarmac or whatever the fuck of some airport. Plane is on the way to Maui. Landed in Hawaii. Some asshole in Chicago, while the plane is on the ground, you know, its wheels are down, it's sitting there, people are getting on the plane. Some dick climbed up the thing that, you know, that holds onto the tire. And there's that little door open where the tire can go up in there, you know, when they take off. He's like, okay, I'm going to Hawaii for free. He climbed up into the thing and waited. And then the plane takes off. It's racing down the runway, and he's looking down at the wheel and the runway is, you know, however fast they're going. And he's like, okay, I'm going to be good. This is awesome. Now, I don't know how he could have thought that he was going to survive. He's dead. Well, those wheel wells, the way they design those things, fit perfectly, or not the wheel wells, the apparatus, the leg that holds onto the wheel and all that shit fits perfectly in there. Is that like not a half inch to spare? This fucking dick is up there. And in my mind, he had to have had a realization. Like when they're racing down the runway, looking around, oh my God, this looks like it's the exact size of what is making that wheel on the ground right now, and it's about to come up, and then it comes up, and it just completely smashed him. So if you're like the passenger that's right above that wheel well, it would have sounded extra chunky, you know, like, wow, that. Like the thing really had to smash the guy good in order for the thing to close all the way. But it did. It did close all the way. So now all those pieces of metal and the hydraulic lines and all that shit, he's all just fucking wrapped up in it. Looks like Stephen Hawking, but bloodier. And then they... So then the plane, as it's the eyewitnesses, the plane is coming in and they open up the wheel wells and like pieces of guy are falling out of the fucking plane. So along the runway, there's, you know, an arm, a face, a goddamn cock, a foot, a knee, meat, skin, eyes rolling along. I mean, it's hitting the fucking pavement at 90,000 miles an hour and rolling along. It's just guy everywhere. And then on the underside of the plane where all the juice came out of the guy after he was squished in it, it was all like on the belly of the plane. It looked like when they harpoon a fucking whale. Holy shit, he's so dead. Nick pointed out that if he wasn't smashed beyond oblivion, the cold and lack of oxygen would have. That's exactly right. You're 35,000 feet up. My God, when you're that high, you got a pressurized cabin. If there is any loss of pressure, the oxygen masks come down. You can't breathe. My God, can you imagine as it takes off from Chicago? Like, you're sitting there, some fucking kid in Cabrini green, and oh, there's another plane, and a big splotch of fucking body jizz just goes across your face out of that plane. Oh. Nick, I don't know how he knows so much. I think Nick and Chris might be the people with the most type of encyclopedic information about shit that most people don't have. Animal matter splattered on a plane is known as snarge in the industry. Wow. Yoda World said bacon bits. Tyler liked the crack pieces of guy. Yoda says, hilarious pinata, really. Tophus adds he would win a Darwin Award. Jeremy wrote, is the guy okay? Wonder if it left a blood trail. There should be some sort of protection like our garage doors have on them. I don't know what you mean by that. Tyler says, this is the kind of easy storytelling I needed this morning, LOL. Honest to God, when it comes to these stories, all I do is I go, oh, holy shit, this is the best thing ever. I am so happy that this moron climbed into the wheel well. A nice little pick-me-up first thing in the morning. No matter what you do today, you can't mess up that bad. Good God. So the flight ends up arriving in Maui. The wheel well was only accessible from outside of the aircraft. At this time, it is not clear how or when the person accessed the wheel well. Well, that's a dumbass statement. You know precisely how and when. Chicago on the tarmac. I would say that's a good start. Are you suggesting that somehow a person entered the wheel well only accessible from the outside of the plane while the plane was in flight? I guess perhaps a person could have gotten smashed up there like many flights ago and they just figured it out and then the pieces just started falling out of there. I don't know. My God. That is an intense, intense story. You know, it just so happens that I don't know why I was reviewing this last night, but this is exactly how my mind works. For some reason, I started to, something jogged in my brain, and I looked up the Columbia Space Shuttle destruction in the early 2000s, not the Challenger in 86. It was a long amount of success before the Columbia incident. Have you ever gotten to the, have you ever like done a deep dive as to the ineptness that caused that to happen? The Columbia disaster. You know what? I'm going to tell you the story. I got to get into some of these sponsors. You're not going to believe this shit. If you think you know, go ahead and write down what you know. All right? I'm actually telling you to because I'm guessing you don't have any idea how avoidable this was. The Space Shuttle Columbia. TC Paintball is where you need to go when you want to begin your paintball adventure. in West Michigan, and people come from all over the state and even out of the state to go to our beloved TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Book an event today. You've got the kids' youth league, I guess. Rick actually got a C&D from Little League because he was calling it Paintball Little League. Whatever. Maybe some workplace team building, a bachelor party, maybe a bachelorette party. Kids want to go and do something fun with the neighborhood dads. Go to TC Paintball. Reach out and book a party today. TCPaintballGR.com. My beloved daughter, Jacqueline, will be dropping her car off at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV on Monday. She has a loaner car waiting for her. She said, "Dad, it's making grinding noise." I go, "It sounds like your brakes." It's a very common thing. I go, "You might need brakes. You might need rotors. Just take it there. They'll take care of the rest." ERVines.com. ERVines.com. Right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're on 44th Street, they are just two or three blocks east of 131, side street called Stafford. Right down the street, that's the site of the Great Food Giveaway every year. If you want to reach out to them, call 616-532-6600 or just go to ervines.com, ervines.com. I got a new roof from Werner Roofing, and you can do the same. Werner, WernerRoofing.com. In West Michigan and beyond, they can help you out. When you go to the website, fill out, this is what I did. I went to the website, filled out the form, just like any customer would. By the end of the day, I was in contact with them. The next day, they were at my house going over the roof and determining my estimate. They did some math. By the end of the next day, I had my estimate, and boom. I had two other companies that I was considering. I went with Werner, and I'm glad I did. The crew came out on the day of the install. They took off the old roof very quickly and put the new roof on, and it was like they weren't here, except one problem. They damaged a light on the outside of the house by the garage. I have three lights. One on either side of the garage, and then another light on the other side of the other garage. And so they couldn't find a replacement, so they just bought me brand new lights and installed them themselves. It was fantastic. That's how they roll at Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing.com. When you go to the site and request a quote, please mention that you heard of them from me. They also specialize in roof repair. If you don't need a whole new roof, just need to, you know, replace some shingles, whatever the fuck. Maybe some siding, maybe gutters, a metal roof. WernerRoofing.com. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.